Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Afrida Love, and tonight we have a very special topic, and the topic is entitled, When Do You Bless the Lord? Once again, when do you bless the Lord? And in this particular topic, we are going to reference, somebody say praise God, we're going to reference Psalm 34. And we're going to read 1 through 22. So the Lord has a very special segment tonight that we are going to read. And it goes as such. I will exalt the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glorify and I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you, his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who will do evil, to blot out their name from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord will rescue his saints. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. Amen. I have read to you Psalms 1 through 22. Psalms 34, 1 through 22. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And tonight, I was going to come to you, and I was going to go over an activity with you, the Cast Your Cares Upon the Lord activity, and then after which I was going to go into the ministry, a man of God, entitled, when do we go unto God, and when do we bless God, amen? And the Bible said that we shall bless God at all times, and his praises shall continuously be in our mouths. But the Lord gave me something different, as I said in front of my computer 5 minutes before the show, actually, let's say 6 minutes before the ministry. And the Lord gave me a song, amen? And you know, everyone who knows Afrida Love knows that I am not a singer. Is that right? Amen? But I am a poet, and I know how to write music, amen? The Lord has given me that gift that I just discovered. But I am going to attempt to place us in a place of praise and worship before we come with the revelation of God. This is not just something that's going to be read out of the Bible. It's the revelation of what God gave me as to when we bless the Lord. Amen? And I don't know the exact words that I'm going to tell you, but I am functioning under the unction of the Holy Spirit. So therefore, there is no preparation. There is only meditation within the Spirit of God and the reading of the Word and trusting God to know that whatever is said is from on high. Amen. Somebody say amen and praise God. I feel good up in here. And so I wrote this song. And I'm not going to tell you it's going to be perfect, amen, but the Lord spoke to me and said, if you have a voice, you're going to sing it, amen, and you're going to write, in other words, what the Lord gives me, and I'll let somebody else sing it if that's the case too. But the Lord gave me this song, and it's entitled, I Will Bless the Lord, amen. It says, I will bless the Lord, and before this song starts out, I'm going to just bring into the presence of God what the Lord gave me. My voice is not going to be a stellar voice, amen, but we're going to pray unto God that it's not about how one sound, amen. The Lord said that's not what's important. What's important is that we are sincere and we're in the presence of God. So as I go through this particular new phase of ministering unto you through what God has given me through poetry and through song, I want you to allow the Lord, the presence of the Lord, to come before you so that we can prepare ourselves for a revelation of God that is mighty and powerful. Okay? I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord, for he has done great things. He has done great things for me. I will bless the Lord, 'cause of mercy, 'cause of mercy and God's grace. His eyes, oh, his eyes is upon, whoa, upon me. About to warm it up, y'all. Bless the Lord, oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Okay, this song is that same beat, so here we go. I will bless the Lord, bless the Lord, for he has done great things. He has done great things for me. I will bless the Lord, 'cause of mercy and grace. His eyes are upon me, and his crown is on me. I will bless the Lord when the sun shines, when the sun shines, shines upon me. I will bless the Lord above me. Whoa, I will bless the Lord when the raindrops pour, when the raindrops pour upon me. I will bless his holy name. Oh, when the storms come before me, I will be covered by the blood. Here we go. Freestyle. The Lord continues to bless us each and every day of our lives. And the Lord, is good to us. The Lord is good, so he blesses us. Not just one or 2 days or 3 days, he blesses us each Day of our lives, each day of our lives, so we should bless the Lord every day and place all that is before us on the altar every day. Lord, we come unto you tonight. We thank you for each day of our life, Lord. We thank you for the expectancy. We thank you for the praise. We thank you for the worship. We thank you for the song. We thank you for the meaning. We thank you for just crowning us from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord. We thank you for blessing our hands. We thank you for blessing our feet. We thank you for blessing our mouth to be able to spew out the word of God. We thank you for the reading of the word, Lord. We thank you for eyes to see, legs to walk, ears to hear, voices to talk, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the anointing tonight that has been placed on the lives of the listeners, the anointing that has been placed on the lives of the giver of the word. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the meditation of the Spirit. We thank you for the consecration of our hearts, Lord. We thank you for the word that's about to come forth, the revelation of God. Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus, when we began to say yes, you put us into many uncomfortable positions, but because of our obedience, we go about and we do the will of God. We do what you ask us to do. And Lord, when we say yes unto you, Heavenly Father, that is when we turn over our lives unto you. We relinquish the flesh and we put in the Spirit, Heavenly Father, and we allow you to reign in our lives. We allow you to anoint our lives. We allow you to do whatever you would have us to do in our lives, Lord. We realize that we are imperfect, Heavenly Father, and nothing about us is perfect. We don't reach perfection until death. But in the name of Jesus, we're asking you, would you bless us to walk in your will? Would you cleanse our mind, Heavenly Father? Would you purify our hearts, Heavenly Father? Would you make us right to stand before you, Heavenly Father, where you would say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, Heavenly Father, right now, Heavenly Father? Would you touch them, whatever pain they're going through, Heavenly Father, if it's your will, Lord Jesus? Would you let them know that everything is going to be all right? Amen. Lord, would you just bless those who are standing beside them, Heavenly Father, in the hospitals, whether it's their family, their friends, whoever it is, Heavenly Father, would you lift up their bow down heads, Heavenly Father, and clear their minds, Heavenly Father, where they will begin to depend on you, Heavenly Father. Would you, if there is any sickness, Heavenly Father, where people are almost into that phase of passing away, Heavenly Father, if it's your will, would you revive them with the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, revive their family with hope and peace and comfort and love and anointing, Heavenly Father. We're asking, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you bless that young lady who said, pray for me, Heavenly Father, who is way and on the East Coast, Heavenly Father, dealing with her mother, Heavenly Father, would you bless that family right now as they look down upon their mother, Heavenly Father. She's going through a lot of things, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you bless that child, Heavenly Father, who do not have anywhere to go, Heavenly Father. Bless their parents, Lord Jesus. Give them a peace of mind and help them to come back, Heavenly Father. We ask you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to just continue to walk in your will, Lord Jesus. We ask you, would you bless those who are without homes, Lord. We ask you, would you bless those with homes, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we feel an anointing. We feel the power of God getting ready to come, Heavenly Father, and release yourself, Heavenly Father, in the atmosphere, Heavenly Father, where chains will be broken, Lord Jesus. Well, every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, Heavenly Father. This is an Adam and Eve season, Heavenly Father, where the truth will be revealed, Heavenly Father. People will be set free, Heavenly Father. People will be raised up, Heavenly Father. They will just be brand new people, Heavenly Father. We're asking, would you help the truth to be exposed? Help those who have been in bondage for so many years, those who have felt like they can't get ahead because they're being honest and they're being truthful, Heavenly Father. Bless them and give them hope, Heavenly Father, and advance them, Heavenly Father, in the kingdom. Advance them, Heavenly Father, in the spiritual realm. Advance them, Heavenly Father, in the power of this world, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, some people are getting tired. They're getting tired of doing the right thing because it always seemed like wrong wins. But Heavenly Father, help them to keep on pressing on because we're almost there towards the mark of the highest calling where God is going to open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we won't have room enough to receive. Heavenly Father, this night feels different, Heavenly Father, because we feel the Spirit of God coming upon us, Heavenly Father. We feel the Spirit of God giving getting ready to move in a mighty, mighty way, Lord Jesus. We're asking would you bless everything that comes out of this mouth to be of you, Heavenly Father, and to be anointed. Would you decrease me to zero and increase you to greatness, Heavenly Father, where the people will begin to see you and not see me, Heavenly Father. They'll begin to hear your word and not hear my mouth, Heavenly Father. They'll begin to see you in me and not me in my flesh, Heavenly Father. We ask you, Heavenly Father, this ministry goes forth internationally, Lord. We thank you for the doors that are open. We thank you for the doors that were closed. We praise you and trust you for the doors that are ajar, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the curing of the allergies, Lord Jesus, amen. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the curing of the headaches, amen. We thank you for the curing of the stomach pain, amen. We thank you for the curing of the heart, the legs, the mind. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Heavenly Father, right now, while you're in the hospital, Heavenly Father, would you go and touch those who need to be touched, those who believe in you, those who believe in the power of prayer. We're asking, would you dispatch your angels all around them, Heavenly Father. Help them to get rest tonight, Heavenly Father. Help them to have a peace of mind, Lord Jesus. Help them to remove whatever it is that's hindering them from having rest and peace, whether it's people, whether it's a body, whether it's issues, whatever is going on. Give them rest, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we're asking with the power of the anointing, come right now to this place, Heavenly Father. We understand that this is a home, Heavenly Father, but they say charity starts at home and then spreads abroad. Heavenly Father, help us to get our house right, which is our hearts, Heavenly Father. Help us to get our minds right, Heavenly Father. Help us to get our feet walking in the right path, Heavenly Father. Help us to get our minds right. Help us to start running the gossip, Heavenly Father. Help us to hear the voice from you, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for traveling grace as we were up in the air. So many feet, Heavenly Father. We thank you for blessing us to come down safely, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we thank you for continuing to keep us and maintain us on a daily basis. We praise and bless you, and we should bless you every day, Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the success from you, Lord, this weekend. We thank you for the comforting words. We thank you for the encouragement. We thank you for the message to press on. Because the race is not given to the swift, but is given unto them that endure to the end. And we thank you for the reminder that only what you do for Christ will last. Only what the Lord has appointed you to do, that's what's going to last. And we thank you for the encouraging word. We thank you for the power. We thank you for the knowledge. We thank you for the wisdom. We thank you for the understanding. We thank you for all the new connects. We thank you for those who are coming. Amen. We thank you for those who are able to spread the message of God. We thank you for the love, lift Jesus up, minister in the host. Thank you for the doors that are opening where we can minister to people. We thank you for the artists that you're sending where they can share their ministry, where we can work together in unison in the name of Jesus. We thank you for careers. We thank you for advancement. We thank you for love. We thank you for acknowledging our prayers. We thank you for healing power. Lord, there's someone in the hospital right now that's going through something. And it's more than body issues. It's stress. I'm tired. There's someone right now who can't sleep because they're worried about an issue. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? Give them a peace of mind. There's somebody right now worried about their children. There's somebody in Nigeria worried about when will their child come home and will they be safe? Will they be the same? Give them a peace of mind. Lord, this is also a Moses experience. And we're asking you, would you send that rod, Heavenly Father? Would you send a Moses over, Lord Jesus? We're asking you in your will, in your time, would you bless those young ladies to come home safe? Would you bless those who are in the hospitals, God, to come home safe? Would you bless those who are in the nursing homes, if it's your will, to come home safe? Would you bless those who are on their deathbed to rise up, if it's your will, with all power, like you did on the third day, Lord? Sometimes there are tests and trials in our lives, teaching experiences, training, exposure to give us, Lord. Help us to continue to have that trust, that faith, that dependency on you. Lord, we can't thank you enough. We can't bless you enough. We can't give enough. We can't surrender ourselves enough unto you. We come as an empty vessel, seeking to be filled by the Holy Spirit, seeking to be filled by favor, seeking to be healed by grace, seeking power of the Word of God. We thank you for each day. We thank you for each night. We thank you for the sunshine. We thank you for the rain. We thank you for the heartaches, Lord. We thank you for the pain. We thank you for the doors that open. We thank you for the doors that closed. We thank you for the doors that are joy, Heavenly Father. We thank you for our young age. We thank you for our old age. We thank you for when we have, and we thank you for when we don't have. We thank you for the small things. We thank you for the big things. We thank you. We bless you, Lord, today. Lord, you've been good to us. You've given us more than what we need. You've given us more than what we deserve. You've been good to us. You've given us a new reason, a new purpose. You've called us to the ministry of God. You've planted a good seed. There's somebody right now dealing with depression. Lord, I'm asking you, would you raise them up right now? They're at a low point. Would you bring them up? Establish them through the Holy Spirit of God. There's somebody who's crying right now. Lord, we're asking you, would you wipe every tear from their eyes? And not only wipe the tear, Lord, but begin working on their hearts. There's somebody right now, Lord, who's wondering, Lord, I want to get out of this. Lord, I don't want to do this anymore. But we're asking you, would you bless them to hang on, because their breakthrough is coming. Amen. The Spirit of God is on his way. The Adam and Eve season is here, where the truth will not only set us free, amen, but the truth will be revealed. And every knee is going to bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Help us to set our souls on fire for the Word of God. Relinquish any angry spirit. Relinquish any demonic spirit. Relinquish any jealous spirit. Relinquish any malice spirit. Relinquish any chains that are on our feet. Relinquish any chains that are holding us bound. Relinquish any chains that have held us back. Relinquish our hearts, our minds, and our soul. Help us to be on our A game. When we're with you, help us to stop giving the devil so much credit by saying he's so busy, because you are on your throne and you're doing a lot. Help us to be more appreciative of the Word of God. Help us to be more appreciative of who you are. Help us to speak the truth. Help us to be honest. Help us to follow the will of God. Help us not to falter, torment, and keep pushing, because our day is almost here. Help us not to get weary. Help us not to fall into negativity. Help us to be strong and not weak. Help us to be up and not down. Help us to be healthy and not sick. Help us to be more godly and not of the world. Help us to begin to quote scriptures instead of telling people what we think. Help us to give the revelation of God. Help us to be better. Lord, there's somebody right now who is determined to press on. But because of all of the failures and all of the no's, they haven't thrown in the towel, but they're tired. And as Christians, we get tired. And an athlete will tell you, when they become tired, drink water or Powerade. But Lord, you just reveal that if you're tired, if you're sick of being sick and tired, if you don't know what to do, if you don't know where to go, who to talk to, I recommend Jesus. I recommend drinking from the living water that Jesus has to offer. We pray unto you tonight, because I feel a special anointing. I feel a different power, a different move of God. I feel different ever since we said yes unto the Lord, yes unto the will. Yes, I relinquish everything over to you. I'll allow you to repossess my mind, Lord, repossess my heart, repossess my legs, repossess my arms, repossess my hands, so so that we can begin to do kingdom work. Lord, we give our bodies and our souls unto you. We ask to be covered like Noah was covered and his family. Lord, we ask you in the hospitals, would you cover those people? Raise them up. Take the pain from their bodies. Whatever it is that is distorting them, take it away. Whatever it is that needs to be mended, mend it, Lord. Whatever it is that needs to be fixed, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you fix it? Whatever issue somebody's going through because they're depressed, but you're trying to carry on. We ask, would you be a problem solver? You're a counselor. You're a doctor. You're a physician. You're a psychologist. We're asking you, would you work on their minds, their emotional states, those who are in bereavement. We're asking you, Lord, would you be a minister unto them? Would you be a teacher? El Shaddai Elohim, Yahweh Emmanuel, help them to call on your name, Lord. Call on you more. Depend and trust in you. Help us to be better people, stronger, confident, bold in the name of Jesus. Help us to relinquish anything that is not of you. Help us to be better people, to do better, to minister better, to sing better, to act better. Place us in the community with people who love you as much as we do. Help us to pray for those who seek to destroy, seek to discredit. Help us to pray and love them in spite of. Help us to be tolerant of the world, patient, to remove Satan out of our business. Help us to give you all the praise and not the devil. Help us to be obedient, not only to adults and to our parents, but obedient unto you. Help us to have a mindset where we keep our eyes lifted up, looking unto the hills from which cometh all of our help, because our help cometh from the Lord. Lord, I feel the power of God tonight. I feel the healing of God tonight in the hospitals. I feel emotional stress being turned around. I feel a move of God that is coming soon. I feel an Adam and Eve experience where the truth will be told. I feel a light being turned on where there was darkness. I feel shackles being broken from the head to the toe. I feel minds being at ease. I feel peace that surpasses all understanding. I feel frowns that have turned into smiles. I feel happiness that has covered a sad face. I feel eyes being lifted up. I feel a refreshing of the spirit, of anointing tonight. I feel a move of God. I feel like the Lord is elevating people, consecrating people, shutting the mouths of lies and opening the mouths of the truth. I feel restoration, freshness, newness, life, longevity, power from on high. Lord, we thank you tonight for whatever you're getting ready to do. We thank you tonight for building us up where we were weak and for strengthening us where we were torn down. We thank you tonight, Lord, for the praise of our Bless the Lord, I will bless the Lord in the rain. I will bless the Lord in the storms. I will bless the Lord in the sunshine. Because you are God. And because you are God, I will bless your holy name. I will praise and I will lift you up, magnify you, glorify you for the rest of my life. And no matter what, you will be the front and center of everything that is done. And I will humble myself unto you because I know that everything that you're getting ready to do is from you. And just as you give it, you can take it away. I thank you and I acknowledge you, Lord. I glorify you. This is a personal thing. I uplift you. I can't speak for anybody else. I magnify you. And I call you my Father in heaven. El Shaddai Elohim Rahe Yahweh Emmanuel. And I know that wherever you take the ministry, I know that wherever you have us to speak a word, I know that wherever these artists travel, I know that you will be there. We thank you, Lord, for the no's. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for the yeses. And we trust you, Lord, for what we can see. And we're walking by faith. And we have a fisherman's spirit. We don't ask any questions. We're just walking. Amen? And we thank you for choosing us. We thank you for choosing those individuals that you've selected to do your work. Because once again, only what we do for Christ will last. People can put us in whatever place they want to while we're here in flesh. But it has an expiration date. But when God places you, there is no expiration date. Because only what you do for Christ will last. Lord, now we pray right now that you will crown my head from the top to the soles of my feet. You would decrease me to zero and increase you to greatness with the revelation of God that you have given. Would you help this revelation to touch someone's heart, touch someone's mind and spirit? We ask that this revelation be something that is truthful, something that is ordained by you. Lord, I know not what you would have me to say because this is not rehearsed, it's not practiced, but it's from you. It's the revelation of God. And I'm asking you with this revelation, not only help my heart, but help each listener, all the people who are listening from all around the country. Lord, we thank you for the opportunities. We thank you for the ministries of song. We thank you for the ministry of the word of God. Lord, we bless you. We praise you and we lift you up and we magnify your holy name. Lord, now we ask that this word of God, this revelation, fall on good ground. And once it falls on the good ground, that is planted and is nourished and kept so that it may grow and it may help others to see who you are. Lord, now as we go and submerge our minds into the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, and we begin to minister and give the revelation of God unto the people, we're asking you, would you hide me and would you reveal who you are, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And once again, as I said before, I am excited because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God and my family and friends for tuning in to the Love Live Jesus Up ministry. I thank all of the new followers. I thank all of the new bloggers. I have a personal blog page. If you want to know what it is, you can inbox me. That's where most of my people are. And so today I wanted to speak about when are you blessing God? And it's actually when are we blessing God? And this is going to be a revelation style. I don't know exactly what I'm going to say, but I am functioning under the unction of the Holy Spirit. And so we're going to just act accordingly, and we're going to allow the revelation of God to begin to reveal what he has for us. But first, before we begin, and as the revelation of God is getting ready to be spoken, I would like for you to participate in this activity entitled, Cast All of Your Cares Upon the Lord and Leave Them There. And I want to say this before we go into the activity that the Lord has given me. When you are in ministry, whether you are ministering to millions of people or ministering to one person, and they come unto you, or if you're in a church and they come unto you, it's very critical and important that we only minister the word of God instead of asking questions such as, you know, where have you been? It's been 10 years that has passed. Or because you never know a person's story, and you never know what a person had to do to get there. We're talking about church. We're talking about if they want deliverance, if they want to be saved. We're talking about in the spiritual world. In the spiritual realm, we don't have expiration dates as to when people can come. In the spiritual world, we don't have expiration dates as far as when people come to Christ. That's basically it. We just don't, because people are at different levels. And the whole purpose of ministry is to save souls. And when a soul comes unto you, we are supposed to pray for that soul. And then once we pray for that soul and get them into the right place, which is the place of trusting God and forming a relationship with God, then we can begin to ask those questions about how long have you been away from the church? Why have you been alone? Because you don't know people's stories. We don't know unless you're a prophet or unless the Lord told you. So therefore, let's be cognizant that we don't run souls away by just when they come, accept them, especially when they come to your church, when they come to you for deliverance or word of God. Make sure we accept them. And once we give them what they need, which is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then we can begin to ask them how long have they been out of the ark of safety, how long have they been out of the church. But it's very important. The part of Christianity is winning souls. And when we win souls, we bring people unto Christ. We don't bring people unto our flesh. Okay? We bring people unto Christ. We submerge them through prayer and supplication. And once we do that, then we introduce them to who God is by telling them what God has done in our lives. There's a certain way, and we're going to talk about that, that the Lord revealed unto me, that we accept people when they come unto Christ, especially in the spiritual realm. And part of the problem with churches today, amen, whether it's a church outside of the church or whether it's a church at an edifice, is we ask them too many things before they're ready, amen. The Lord says our job, once they come into the church, our job is to pray for them, submerge them in prayer, keep them covered in prayer. Once we have them covered in prayer, we begin to introduce them to who God is through our lives, what he has done for us. Because there is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others. If you trust in him, he will do the same thing for you. And that's the message that we should get out to the people that we're trying to save. After you build that foundation of having them covered, because you remember, because Jesus is showing me this, you remember when Noah, and I keep going back to Noah, when Jesus told Noah to build that ark, he wanted him covered. Why? Because when the storms of life come, it would not blow him away. So when a soul comes in, especially a new soul, a new sheep, they're probably scared. They don't know what to expect. Our job, once we get them, is to cover them with the word of God and cover them in prayer. It's not to judge them. It's not to ask them how long they've been out of the ark of safety. We're glad that they came unto the church. We're glad that they came to us for ministry, for counseling. We're glad about that. And so we're not judging them when they come. We're not asking them where have they been. What we're doing is we're covering them in prayer. That's how you win souls. Okay? So the Lord wanted me to reveal that. And I'm going to keep that in my long-term memory, okay? So, the cast divert us upon the Lord and leave them their activity. What I want you to do is think about two favorable things that happened to you today. Okay. Thank you so much. All right. Think about two things you would like to ask the Lord for. Y'all, I feel so different today. The Lord is getting ready to do something special in our lives. Okay. With those first two, what I want you to do is I want you to add those to your positive things. Okay, add that to your positive list. And I want you to look at that list up and down and see how the Lord has blessed us. Amen. He's kept us. Would you look at that list? All right? And I want you to begin to own that list at this particular time. Now I want you to look at the two things that you asked the Lord and Savior. And I want you to add that to your positive list. Once you added that to your positive list, I want you to look at it, own it, place it under your pillow, and wear it well. And thank God in advance. Okay. So on tonight, we are going to look at the subject of when do you bless God? When do we bless God? But I want to make it very personal, so I'm going to say when do you, and I'm speaking to myself as well. When do you bless God? Many times in our lives, when there is a problem, when there is a situation, we go and speak to someone about it. Is that right? And many times we find ourselves in a situation where we are giving our opinions when we need help with something, with a situation or a problem. But on tonight, I'm going to give you what the Lord has revealed unto me concerning the spiritual realm. And within the spiritual realm of God, the question is, when do you bless the Lord? A lot of us seek the Lord when we are going through things. When the storm of life began to rage in our lives, we lose something, we lose someone, we're in a bind, we begin to bless the Lord. But in this, the Lord is revealing that we do not bless the Lord. Amen? Because we're going to define what blessing the Lord means. We do not bless the Lord. Instead, we go to the Lord, and we tell the Lord our situation. Then, for some odd reason, we tell the Lord what we want him to do. And there is a proper way to go unto God when we are seeking a breakthrough, when we are seeking an answer from God. And the first particular revelation is to bless God. Amen? In our lives, if we be honest, we're going to go through storms. We're going to have great days, and we're going to go through pure hell. But the Lord says that whatever season you're in, amen, he says you ought to bless the Lord. He said that you are to bless the Lord real good. And blessing the Lord does not mean asking the Lord to deliver you from something. You must bless the Lord first. And you must establish a relationship with the Lord. Okay? Now let me talk about relationship. As I said before, do you go over to someone's house that you do not know? I mean, do you just go in there, they open the door, and you walk right in? You don't do that. Do you, for instance, just knock on somebody's door and say, you know, I'm sleepy. I'm just going to go in here and go to bed. There is a way to do it when you come unto God, when you go unto people, and when you come unto God. And what God is saying is you must come in at the door. Amen. A lot of us want to come in through the back. A lot of us want to come in through the side. We're talking about the spiritual realm. We're not talking about the world. But the Lord says, when do you bless God? Okay? And this is the question that the Lord posed. How can we bless God? And we're going through the back door, and God's at the front. We're going through the side door. Well, God's at the front. And then we're trying to crawl through windows. God's at the front. And so many people are not getting to God because, first of all, you have to have a relationship with God. And I know that many people will say, well, God is my Father, and that's correct. But at some point, you're going to have a relationship with God. Is that right? And a relationship means that you are in the Word of God, studying. Whether you're new to this or whether you're a veteran, you are studying the Word of God. Why are you studying the Word of God? You are studying the Word of God so that you can have experience when you're dealing with the world. Because if not, what will happen is you won't be able to bless the Lord because you will be too busy trying to tackle the issues in the world. And God says the issues in the world does not supersede his praise. So let me be real honest with you what the Lord is showing me. There is a battle between blessing the Lord, amen, versus tackling the concerns of the world. And let me talk about that as the Lord is giving it to me right now. We as people have substituted tackling the world's issues, such as politics, such as things going on in education, such as family issues, such as job issues, such as just medical issues. We have been so busy tackling the world's issues that we are not celebrating the touchdowns, amen, the blessings that God has given us. And because we're too busy tackling the world, I want you to visualize yourself playing football, whether you play it or not. Doesn't matter. Just visualize yourself playing it. Visualize the opponent or the opposing team, which is the world. Amen? And the world is holding the ball. And you want to get the ball, so you are tackling the world, okay? You're tackling the world. The world is holding your blessings hostage. It's kind of like playing keep away. Because why? You are playing the game with the world. You're showing up to play a game with the world. You're getting on the bus, driving in your car, going to the location, and you are entertaining the world. Why are you entertaining the world? Because at some point, we have given the blessing to the world, and now we're tackling the world trying to get it back, and we're unable to do so. And what's happening is every time we get the blessing, we receive the blessing, it is intercepted because we're too busy trying to throw the ball to someone else, throw your blessing to someone else, okay? And God is saying this blessing is for you. Or we're around the wrong people and they are blocking and intercepting our blessings. So what are you saying, Dr. Love? What are you saying, Alfreda Love? What are you saying, Minister Love? What I'm saying is that you need to make sure that, first of all, you are in position. Amen. The blessing is coming, y'all, and I'm serious about this. This is no joke, because the Lord is good. The Lord was good this weekend. He was good every day of our lives. You are not in position. We are not in, Alfreda, we are not in position. Amen. Number two, we are showing up and entertaining the wrong thing. And number three, we have given the world our blessing, and therefore we are tackling the world and we're missing out on our blessing. Okay? Position. Let me talk to you about position. Because this is very crucial. This is very deep. The Lord has given it to me, and if you want to inbox me, and I simplify it, and I'm not trying to be funny or anything when I say simplify it, but I have to describe it the way the Lord has given it to me, because I'm speaking to a particular people. But this is also ministering to my soul as well. And so if you need me to simplify it, if you need me to explain something, I will. But I'm functioning under the revelation, and it's very important that we listen to God. So let me give you a big picture. It's a blessing versus tackling the world. We're playing football. We are the home team, and the world is the away team. The world is away from God, and we are with God, but we don't have our blessing attached to us because we've given it to the world. How do you give it to the world? By being in the wrong position. Sometimes we can be in the wrong places. The Lord didn't tell you to go there. The Lord told you to go to another place. Amen. The Lord didn't tell you to sit there. He told you to sit somewhere else. The Lord didn't tell you to build there. He told you to build somewhere else. The Lord didn't tell you to do that. So you're in the wrong position. A lot of people think position is as in a work position. The Lord says, no, the location. He said you're in the wrong position. Somebody's saying right now, but Lord, I want my ministry to grow. You're in the wrong position, the wrong location. Okay? And then you would say, well, Lord, ministry is everywhere, but you have to start where the seed is planted on good ground. Okay? So position is important. Number two, we speak about the people. Okay? People are intercepting your blessings. Why are they intercepting? How can they intercept your blessings? Because of negativity. Because of lies. And that's why this is the season of Adam and Eve revealing the truth. Because you're unable to get your blessing because people have lied so long. They have told stories. But the Lord is about to allow you to do that. But you're going to have to be patient. The Lord says position and people. And number three, we're too busy focused on the world trying to get the blessings instead of focusing on God. Focusing on God. We're not doing that. We're too busy looking at the quarterback on the world team with the ball instead of looking at God who's telling us how to get the ball back, how to get the blessing back. So this is the first fold. There's a game going on between a blessing and the world. Simple as that. The first phase of this, the Lord says position. You're in the wrong location. The Lord didn't tell you to go there, but you're there. He told you to go somewhere else. And you know who I'm talking about. He told you to go somewhere else, but you ended up there because for whatever reason, politics, whatever reason, you ended up there. Number two, we talk about people. Amen? We can be around negative people. We can be around people who mean us no good. We can be around people who are always trying to get at somebody else. We can be around people who work for the devil. The Lord says, watch your people, who you surround yourself with. The first person you need to surround yourself with is God and your family and other people. We need people. We need each other. Okay? Position and people. And number three, finally, as I said before, we're too busy focused on the quarterback. We're too busy giving the devil too much credit. We're allowing the devil to carry our blessing. Amen? And we're trying to go up against the devil without God. And we can't win the game. We cannot win the game if we don't have God. God needs to be in the center. He needs to be your quarterback. Once you make God your quarterback, you can win the game. You can intercept the ball. You can make a touchdown. You can receive your blessing. So that's the first phase. And we go back to the question, when do you bless God? And when do you bless God is not only speaking about the praises of God. Question of when do you bless God is, do you bless him while you're on the battlefield? While you're on this football team trying to get the blessing back? And actually, that particular example, God called it a challenge. What do you do? When do you bless God in a challenge? That's the first question. Okay? When do we bless God in a challenge? At what point? Do we bless God at the beginning of the challenge? Do we bless God when we figure out the first phase of the challenge, the second phase, the third, or at the end? When do we begin to bless God in a challenge? That's what God is asking us. Do we do it when we find out that there's a game going on between the blessing and the world, when we first find out? Or do we do it when we're at the position part or the people part? Or do we do it at the end? The Lord says that when you're faced with anything, it doesn't matter what it is, when it's a challenge, when it's something that causes you to be in an uncomfortable position, he said at the beginning of your knowledge and wisdom of that, he said you begin to pray unto him and you pray with an honest heart. You pray with sincerity. You pray with the right intentions. And he said he will lead the way. But many times we find ourselves showing up every day to whatever challenge this is, amen? I said it's a game, but whatever challenge it is, whether it's family issue, whether it's career issue, whatever it is that's bothering you, we find ourselves showing up every day to this particular challenge, and we have failed to begin to praise, to pray to God the first time we hear about it. Because the devil, you say the devil is busy, but God is busy too. But he hears the cry of his children. So the Lord is saying tonight, when you first hear of something, when you first hear of a storm, he said, begin to pray. The doctor told you bad news. He said you should have started praying right there and not complaining, because the Lord is a healer. There was something that happened last week. You should have been praying right there. At the beginning, and many of you, Lord, will say, well, is it too late? It's never too late. But the Lord said the storm wouldn't have been so bad, or the quarterback wouldn't have beat us so bad if we would have prayed to God at the beginning. That's why I always go back to what happened at day one. Because the Lord is telling us we need to pray when those challenges come. Because he is a winner. He is able to defeat the devil any time, any place, any day. There is no one on earth greater than God. You're going through a storm, you're going through a problem, pray. When you first heard about the storm, you should have been praying. The doctor gave you a report. Pray. Don't worry, pray. So when do you bless God? During a challenge. When you first hear of it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you begin to bless God. And that means praying to God, thanking God that you know, thanking God that it's going to be okay, thanking God that you're aware of it, thanking God that you have options. You begin to pray unto God. And I want to say this. There was a person I was speaking with, and I told them, I said, go back to day one. There's no way that any individual should go day by day dealing with the same thing. And we have a God that's bigger, who we have created today. There is no reason why a person should have a bad day. There is no reason why a person should go through what they go through daily, because we have a bigger God. And God is saying tonight, when you're experiencing a problem, when you're experiencing a challenge, when these allergies are getting the best of you, he said, when you first hear that sniffle, you should be praying unto God. Don't wait. He said, pray immediately. And he's able to beat any challenge that we face. There's no need to go day to day. You don't have to suffer day to day with whatever you're suffering with, whether it's something on the job, whether it's something at home, whether it's something in school, children, whatever it is. You shouldn't have to suffer daily because we serve a God who is bigger than any day. Number two, when do you bless God? Here's a scenario the Lord has given. You are on your way somewhere, and the Lord is getting ready to hand you a blessing. And all of a sudden, here comes the devil with his negativity. He's placed an obstacle in front of you that seems insurmountable. He's had some influential people tell lies, and they've been getting away with it for years. You feel like you're stuck. Amen. You feel like you can't be delivered. You feel as if all hope is gone. You're getting older. Your health is not as good as it was. You worry a lot. You're down. You're stressed out. You need a vacation, amen. And it's just one heartbreak after the other. What should you do? So you're on your way, you, whoever you are, on your way to winning a victory. You're on your way to the blessing. And all of a sudden, there's something negative. You have obstacles. You have people, influential people, telling lies on you. You're stuck. Can't be delivered. All hope is gone. Your health is not as good as it was. You're worried. You're down. You're stressed. You're crying every night, crying yourself to sleep. You're detached from your family because of this. You feel like you're losing it. You feel like no one believes in you. Nobody believes you. You feel like you can't do it. You can't go on. Well, once again, the question is, what do you do? When you don't know what to do, amen? And I'm giving you time to write this down, amen, because I see some people who inbox me and text me, said they're writing this down. What do you do when you don't know what to do? And I'm going to give you what the Lord has given. Okay. And let me go back over this one more time because I have someone who wants to write it down. They're teaching a lesson on it. You're on your way to success. God has opened the door for you, in other words, okay? And you're a Christian. You go to church to do. You say what you're supposed to say. But all of a sudden, for some reason, there's some negativity. There's an obstacle in your way. Influential people who's telling lies on you. You feel stuck. You can't be delivered. All hope is gone. Your health is not as good. You're worried. You're down. You're stressed. So the question tonight is, what do you do when you don't know what to do? What do you do when you don't know what to do? And I'm going to give you about a minute or so to write it down. What do you do when you don't know what to do? The first thing, and there are a couple of things that the Lord revealed unto me, and I'm going to go through this process because the ministry that God has given me, ladies and gentlemen, is very therapeutic. in that it is not only a ministry that preaches the word of God, or excuse me, teaches the word of God, but it is a ministry that is therapy. Because some people may have it all together, but everyone needs a little therapy every now and then because we all go through storms. And so it's very therapeutic, and I want to make sure that I go through the process with you because I want you to take this back. And so I have people inboxing me, so if I've slowed down some, I've done it on purpose because there are people who are listening, and they want to write this down because they're taking it back to their respective communities, churches, and they're using it, which is totally fine with me. That's the whole purpose of CIC, connecting, or CWC, connecting with Christ. You know, that's the whole purpose. So I want to go through this process, and I want to take you through the scenario again, and I'm doing this on purpose. And if you want to get ahead, you can get ahead, but right now you don't know what the revelation is, but you can get ahead if you want to and, you know, kind of wait. But we're going to be here for about 5 or 10 minutes with this particular topic. So here's the scenario. You're a Christian. Or you're getting to know God. You're in your infancy. And the Lord has opened the door for you. And you want to go through that door. But in your wanting to go through that door, the devil has cast out or sent out his people, his negative people. We talked about that, right? We talked about the challenge dealing with position people and just basically losing focus. So the devil has used number two. I want y'all to write down number two. He has used people, okay? That's the negative part. Placed an obstacle. He's used number three, which helps us lose our focus. Amen? People telling lies, that goes back to number two. You feel stuck, all right? That actually goes with, if we look at this, that goes with number one, position. And this is proof that this is from God, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot be delivered. Once again, this goes back to focus. That will be a number three. All hope is gone. Focus. Your health is not as good as it was. That goes actually back to number one, because it deals with people worrying. You've lost focus. You're down. You lost focus. You're stressed. You've lost focus. Okay? So the issue here, and I want you to say it, is focus. Okay? That's your answer, babes. What do you do when you don't know what to do? And the Lord simply says, focus. Okay? And I'm going to read this to you because the Lord is giving me scriptures as well. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to read Matthew 6, 9, and 13. And I'm going to actually take out time to give you time to look at it before we begin to read it. And I'm going to show you how you can use this as therapy daily. The Lord just gave this to me. It's real. It's going to be recorded. You to use this, and I'm going to use it as well, because just because we're on ministering and teaching the word of God and giving the revelation of God does not mean that we have it all together. We all face storms. None of us are perfect. None of us. Okay? So I'm going to give you time to look up Matthew 6, 9 through 13. And I want you to feel free to ask me questions, inbox me, because sometimes the revelation of God, when it's placed upon me, I understand it, but then teaching it unto you in a way that the Lord has taught me, I always try to simplify it, you know, because I want you to understand the will of God as well. Okay, so let's read, and I want you to read in your respective houses or wherever you are. Matthew 6, 9 through 13, King James Version. Verses 9 through 13. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. And with this particular scripture, it covers the focus. Because now you're looking at our Father. And that's the proof that this is from the Lord. And so the Lord wants us, and you can write this down, read 6, 9 through 13. If you ever feel like, and this is some tools to put in your toolkit for the Love of Jesus Our Ministry. If you ever feel like you don't know what to do, if you ever feel like people or obstacles are in the way, read Matthew 6, 9 through 13. That's the first thing. And you focus on our Father. That's the answer, focus. Number two, okay? When you're dealing with a situation and you don't know what to do, okay? You go into your secret closet. And this, a lot of people think that your secret closet means a closet at home where you keep your clothes, a closet at home that you don't use. But a secret closet, as Matthew 6 and 6 reads, it says, but when you go pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And ladies and gentlemen, this particular verse tells you how you can receive your blessing in spite of all these obstacles. That's why we read so many stories. I was reading someone's Facebook page, and they told about how a young man was a father, and at the age of 15, he lost his mother. His mother was killed, I believe, and his father was killed on the streets. But he's going to one of the best universities in the world. And this is why. It's because of prayer. And it's because of going in your secret place, praying unto God, Lord, have mercy unto me. It doesn't matter what you say unto God, but go into that quiet place where you can get into the presence of God and focus. Remember, I told you this is about focus. That's what the Lord is showing us. When we lose focus, we often lose focus because of negativity, because of people, because of obstacles, because we're down and we're stressed, so we lose focus totally. So when you pray, you go into your secret place, whatever that is. You know, it could be your room, it could be the restroom, it could be wherever, but you go into a quiet place where you can get into the presence of the Lord, where you can just focus on the Lord and concentrate on Him. You know, where there's no TV, no radio, no cell phone, no Facebook. You just go there and you pray unto God. And you submerge yourself unto God. And you give it all unto God that particular day, that particular moment, and leave it there. And God says that when He sees you do this, when you come unto Him with that relationship, He will relinquish your blessing. But He said you must come in at the door. You can't go through the window. That means going through someone else. You can't come through the back. That means taking shortcuts. You have to come unto God. You can't go talk to other people. You have to talk to God about whatever you're going through. Okay? And so focus. And then finally, the final thing about negativity is trust and believe in God. And the Lord just revealed this sentence, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And because the Lord is our shepherd, we do not have to want for anything that is in our will. I want to make that very clear. And I'm going to say that again. The Lord wants us to trust and believe in Him. And He said, the Lord, and I'm writing this down, is my shepherd, and you can write it down as well, I shall not want. And you shall not want according, I want you to write this down, to what is in the will of God. Do not feel or think or believe that because you said the Lord is my shepherd and the Lord is our shepherd, that he's going to give you every desire of your heart. The Lord is speaking and saying that we all have seasons. And as I said on my Facebook page, the seasons are not parallel to God. Whereas you may want a Jaguar or a Bentley in 2014, and God may want you to drive what you already have. Okay? So whatever season, when you're in your season, okay, then many times you will find yourself getting what you want. But the Lord says that before you get to that crown, he says you have to face some things. You have to endure some things. Amen? Before you sit on the throne, you have to endure some things. And that's why the Lord is preparing us. That's why he says, look out for a position where you are. Look out for people. Amen? And he then went on to say to look out for the focus. Are you focused on the Lord? Then after that, you're on your way to receive the gift. But he says, go into your secret closet, and he says, pray and focus on God. That's all these verses are saying. Basically, pray and focus on God. Know that the Lord is your shepherd, and know that anything that is in the will of God that you deserve, God will give it to you. But God will withhold what you deserve if you are not walking in according to the will of God, if you're off the wheel, meaning that if you're going to other places instead of where God has sent you, he cannot give you that particular gift. He cannot give you that particular blessing. Okay? So, number one, as I said before, is challenge. Number two is focus. Okay? What do? When you don't know what to do. And then number three, and believe it or not, guys, I don't know what the Lord is giving me, but he's giving it to me as I'm going, is what do you do when you have prayed and received no answer? What do you do when you have prayed and have received no answer? And then he goes on to say, how do you bless the Lord? Amen? This is a deep question, ladies and gentlemen. It says, what do you do when you have prayed and received no answer? And then finally, how do you bless the Lord? Okay? Let's go with the first question. I want you to think about that, first of all. This is therapeutic. I want you to think about it. I don't have to rush. What do you do? All I want you to think about is what do you do when you have prayed and received no answer? What do you do when you have prayed and received no answer? The Lord showed me the woman who was caught in the act. And a lot of people around her wanted her stoned because she was caught in the act. And the Lord basically asked, how many of you are without sin? Once again, we're going back to no one's perfect. He said, how many of you are without sin? Guess what? No one answered. You know why they didn't answer? Because there's no, not one. And what the Lord is saying is that when we ask God for something and we don't receive an answer, think about those accusers who were standing around that woman, okay? Think about their response when God asked them that question. How many of you are without sin? And so when you go to God and you ask God for things that is out of the will of God, he doesn't answer, because either he has to do some things first. He has to prepare you. Write this down. This is very encouraging. He has to prepare you. Number two, he has to cover you. And he has to trust you with it. Okay? Let's talk about preparing. Many times people will pray for a breakthrough, whatever that breakthrough is. It could be anything. It could be financial. It could be career-wise. It could be family-wise. It could be whatever, spiritual-wise, ministry-wise. And the Lord will decide to do several things. He will prepare you. He will cover you, trust you. And what do you do when you've prayed and received no answer? The Lord is preparing you for whatever you've asked for. And some of us, it takes us a while. It may take us a day. It may take us a week. It may take us 2 weeks, a couple of weeks. It may take us a month. It may take us some years. He prepares us. Okay? And in that preparation, in preparing us, the Lord is teaching us a word. And do you know what that word is? He's teaching us patience. He's teaching us patience. Write that word down. In ministry, you have to be patient because you're dealing with people. In positions and careers, you have to be patient because you're dealing with people. Think about it. If you went to HEB and someone began yelling at you because you were talking instead of putting your things on the counter, then how would you feel? So the Lord is preparing us because we're dealing with people. That's his most precious gift. He is preparing us with patience, and patience take a long time. You remember Job and how long Job had to wait. You remember the woman with the issue of blood and how long she had to wait. So patience, the Lord is teaching us patience. So when Jesus does not answer, when God does not answer, he may be teaching us patience. Okay, number two, he is covering you. Many times we go out and we ask God for things or places, to go places or to be places that deal with the world. 90% of it, or a high percentage of it, is dealing with the world, such as when you talk about different aspects of the world, such as wanting to work at stores or if you want to work with people, okay? The Lord has to cover you. Why does he have to cover you? Because everyone is not saved. You have people who try to get over. You have people who try to take advantage of. You have people who want to put their opinions in. And so the Lord has to cover you in the word of God. He has to submerge you. He has to prepare you. Like he told Noah, there is no sign of a flood, but I want to prepare you by telling you to build an ark. So the Lord has to cover you before you go out into the world, because the world is evil. Amen. And so the devil goes to and fro seeking whom he can destroy. And so the Lord doesn't want his most precious vessel to go out and be destroyed. So sometimes the Lord is seeking to cover you. Okay? And many times we don't have a time limit. There's no expiration date on preparation and patience. There's no expiration date on God covering you. And then finally, to trust. The Lord wants us to trust him with all of our heart and lean not into our own understanding. And when we talk about not into our own understanding, we're actually talking about we don't want to focus on our will. Pray, and when we ask God, we want to focus on God's will. Okay, whatever God's will is, so we need to trust God. And so what do you do when you have prayed and received no answer? Understand that God may be preparing you for patience. He may be wanting to cover you, and he's also teaching you how to trust him, you know, because the Lord is blessing you with whatever this is. You have to be patient because you're going to be dealing with people. There's not one job I know. Do not deal with at least one person. He has to cover you. Sometimes you need to be covered by the word of God and in the blood. That's why it says hide the word of God in your heart. And then trust. You have to trust God. That's building that relationship with God. When he says, when God does not answer, know that God still sits high and looks low. Know that God is still working it out. Know that God is still in your corner. Know that God is going to do something. He may not come when you want him to come, but he's going to come right on time. And that's what God left me with for that part. Write that down. He may not come when you want him to, but he'll be there right on time. There's no expiration date, and I want to make this clear because this is a very trying time right here, especially when what do you do when you've prayed and received no answer? The Lord is revealing expiration. And this is helping me too, y'all. I mean, this is not just I'm on air just talking. This stuff is real. The Lord revealed expiration, okay? There is no expiration date when dealing with Jesus Christ. There's no expiration date to us. The Lord has his own expiration date that no man knows. That's just like life and death. Okay? And so, what do you do when you have prayed and received no answer? And God says, no, that there is no expiration date. So if you think you're too old, if you think you're too young, think you've been there too long or if you think you've been in school too long, God says there's no expiration date because he's preparing you. You say, but Lord, I'm doing everything I should. I'm doing the right thing. I'm going to church. I'm praying with my family. I'm being faithful. I'm taking care of my children. I'm doing everything. The Lord says there's no expiration date. He's preparing you. He wants to cover you, and he wants you to trust him. Trust and believe. And he said he may not come when you want him to come because he don't function off of our time. We function off his time. Amen? And I want to read to you Luke 21 and 36, what the Lord also gave. And this is in the Bible, and I'm going to read it to you. And it reads as thus. This is the King James. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. That we may be able to escape all of these things. The spirit of rush, of going out without being covered with the word, covered by God. The spirit of not trusting God, trusting our own instinct and going out, getting hurt, going out with our emotions on our shoulder, going out destroying people and things, going out just doing things we shouldn't be doing. The Lord says there is no expiration date in the spirit of God. And that's what we need to know. So with this particular topic, what do you do when you have prayed and received no answer? Know that God is either preparing you, he's covering you, or he's trying to build a relationship with you. And he may not come when you want him to, but he's always there on time. And just know that in the spirit of God, there is no expiration date. You can't hurry God. You just have to wait. Okay? So know that. And then the next question is, how do you bless the Lord during this time in which the Lord is not responding to you? And many people become discouraged and they turn to the world, they turn to the quick money because of this particular part of when they don't hear from the Lord. Okay? Now, the Lord showed me when he was, when his mother and father were in the synagogue and Jesus disappeared and they asked, and so they went out and found him and they asked, what are you doing? He says, I'm going about my father's business. Okay? And so we talk about how do you bless the Lord during this trying time. You keep going about your business, going about kingdom business. The Lord showed me that. You can't turn and deviate to the world because of pleasures. Amen. You have to keep about the Father's business. You have to keep doing the work of God. You have a ministry that you want to grow and you want it to go nationwide. You want people to know who God is. You want to bring in gospel artists. You want to do this or that. And I'm telling my own story. You have to keep going about the Father's business. You have to continue with the Father's business. Okay? You have to be like Jesus and you have to go out and continue. You can't be sideswiped because the Lord is preparing you. He's covering you and he's helping you to trust. And if you read Luke 2 and 49, it says that it talks about the Father's business. Jesus saying, I'm going about my Father's business. Okay? And that's what we have to do. We have to go about our Father's business. There are going to be obstacles in the road. You know, and we're going back to position people in focus. That first challenge. We're going back to the challenges of life. There are going to be things that happen. There are going to be storms. There's no doubt in my mind. Amen. But God says you have to be about the Father's business. We talk about focus. You're going to lose focus sometimes. It's human. It's natural. Because people, some people are negative. Some people just look for the bad stuff. There are obstacles in your way. People lie on you. Okay? But God says, focus and keep about the Father's business. When you don't know what to do, he said, what? Go about the Father's business and focus and pray. Right? He says, what do you do when you have prayed and received no answer? Seems like the Lord is not responding. The Lord is not talking to you. He's working on you. That's why. Because he's preparing you. He's covering you. He wants you to trust him. Trust him because he's getting ready to send you out to
thousands and millions of people. He's beginning to put you on platforms to thousands of men, thousands of people. And you have to be ready. You have to be ready. But Lord, it's not coming right now. That's right, because there's no expiration date when we talk about the spiritual realm of God. We don't function. God doesn't function off us. We function off God. Okay? And so I want to share that with you. And then the last one, and believe it or not, I don't know what I'm about to put here. The last one is, how do you bless the Lord when you reach the top? And what we mean by the top, God says that he's the head, not the tail. When we talk about the top, we're talking about, I want to put this like God showed me. We're talking about favor. We're talking about whatever your top is, whatever you've been praying about, whatever you've been thinking about is coming to pass, okay? So when favor meets, and put your name. I put when favor meets Dr. Love, when favor meets Coach Love, when favor meets Afrida Love, when favor meets radio host Love, okay? What happens? How do you bless the Lord? How do you bless the Lord? I want you to think about that, because the Lord is getting ready. He's been preparing people. He says there's no expiration date. We can expect him any day. Amen. We can expect the favor and the blessings of God any day. And he said there's no expiration date. Amen. It could be from now all the way to we're 120 years old. He says there's no expiration. So when favor meets Alfreda Love, when favor meets Dr. Love, when favor meets Nancy, when favor meets Bill and Robert and Sally, what are you going to do? How are you going to bless the Lord? Okay? The Lord said this is just a rehearsal. This is just a test, amen, to see how you're going to bless the Lord when you get to the top. And so I want you to think about that. Whatever you've been asking God for, I want you to go ahead and expect to receive it, amen, because we're going to pray. The Lord is, we need to pray before we leave for tonight. And we need to re-sing that song, amen, that the Lord has given. We need to re-sing it. Because God is good. And we're going to sing it from our hearts. So, how do you bless the Lord when you reach the top? Think about that. Some people said they're still thinking. Give you about another minute. How do you bless the Lord when you reach the top? We're in Psalm 103, 1 and 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. Magnify the Lord. Lift up the Savior's name. And whatever you do, don't forget that the Lord is the one who carried you to the top. And while you're at the top, the Lord is revealing that you need to extend your hand down to help your brothers and sisters, no matter who they are, what color they are, where they come from. You need to extend your hand to lift them up. I want to make this very clear. When you're on the top, everybody's not ready to come all the way up with you. But you should be reaching down, putting people on levels, advancing people, increasing people's growth, increasing their knowledge with the Word of God. Amen. That was very helpful. Thank you, Jesus, for the revelation that came forth tonight. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for helping me to get through this revelation. Thank you for the substance that you've given in my life, listeners' lives, other lives. Thank you, Lord, for this great ministry through you. Thank you, Lord, for hiding me behind the cross and increasing you to greatness. Thank you, Lord, for the word, because it was you, wasn't me. It was your spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're asking in the name of Jesus, would you bless those who listened? Would you bless those who are going to listen nationwide, Lord? We're asking in the name of Jesus, would you bless this ministry to begin ministering and being therapy to those who are in the hospitals, those who are having mind problems, psychological problems, those who have marital problems, those who have children problems, Lord. We're asking, would you bless this ministry to break the yokes, break the chains, Lord. We thank you for this platform, Lord. We thank you for the ministry, Lord. We thank you for the power of the words. We thank you for the knowledge. We thank you for the understanding. We thank you for the presence. We thank you for the gift. We thank you for the healing and raising up. We thank you for the good reports, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for this ministry, Lord. We thank you for the encouraging words. We thank you for the revelation of God that helps us to get to the next level. We thank you for knowing that there is no expiration date. We thank you for knowing that you want to prepare us and you want to cover us before you send us out. We thank you, Lord. My God. We thank you for the little song that you gave us, Lord, that we're trying to sing. We're asking as we go the second time, Lord, would you sing a song for us, Heavenly Father, and hide me once again, Lord, behind the cross. And I thank you, Lord, and I bless you. Honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And as you can tell, I'm still getting over this allergy fit here, so my voice might go in and out, but we're going to get through this song. Amen. And I would let Nanny sing, but right now I'm feeling the Spirit of God. And this anointing that is all over the place is very high. And I thank God for everything that he's done. I thank God for the increase. I thank God for the ministry. I thank God for the newness. I thank God for the doors. I thank God for everything. So without further ado, I'm going to just allow you to meditate on that for a minute. Then we're going to go into our song, and then we're going to have announcements. All right, here we go. We're going to sing this song, and I want y'all to help me sing it, amen. But I'm going to allow the Lord to minister through this song. It reminded me of I Will Bless the Lord, O My Soul. I can't get that. I had another beat to it, and I couldn't get that song out of my mind. I couldn't get that scripture out of my mind. And so I want the Lord to just rearrange this particular song where it will minister to people and where it will be unto God. This is not for talent. This is for power and the anointing of God. This is for blessing the Lord and bringing God into the presence this week. This is for blessing the Lord for the great things he's getting ready to do. This is for blessing the Lord for our families and for health and for safety and for protection. This is for blessing God for the increase. This is for blessing God for the ministry. This is blessing God for the power, for the careers, for the people, for the connection, for the position. This is for blessing God for the healing and the power in the name of Jesus. So here we go. I will bless the Lord, for he has done, the Lord has done great things for me. I will bless the Lord in Christ. I will bless the Lord, 'cause of mercy and grace. His eyes are upon me. His crown is on me. I will bless the Lord, for he has done great things for me. I will bless the Lord. tonight. Oh, tonight, tonight, tonight. I will bless the Lord when the sun shines. When the sun shines upon me, I will bless the Lord above me. I will bless the Lord, I will bless the Lord. When the rain pours, when the rain pours, the rain pours upon me, I will bless the Lord. In Christ, I will bless the Lord. When the storms come, when they pour upon me, I will be covered by God. I'll bless the Lord, I will bless the Lord, all times at all times. His praises shall continuously be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord tonight. I'm gonna bless the Lord, oh my God, I'm gonna bless the Lord. Today and forever, I'm gonna bless the Lord tonight. May the Lord bless all the people who's listening to this ministry. May he bless everyone. Mm-hmm. Tonight. Oh, I pray for you. And you pray for me too. Oh, my God, he is good enough. Oh, last line. Bless the Lord, bless my God, for he's good. He has shined upon us. We shall bless the Lord every day. Bless the Lord every day. I will bless the Lord. Thank you, God. Lord, we thank you for this ministry that went forth. Lord, we realize and recognize that we're going to face challenges. We're going to lose focus. Lord, we recognize that we're going to need to pray. We're going to realize and recognize that there is no expiration date. Lord, we thank you for the encouraging words. We're asking you for the power from on high to rest, rule, and reign all this week, Lord. We ask that each saint, each person who listens to the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, pray for 20 consecutive days until heaven opens up. Lord, we thank you for the Adam and Eve experience, the season, Lord. Lord, we thank you for everything that you've done, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the things you're going to do, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Heavenly Father, would you clean us up and prepare us. Get us ready for that great getting up morning. Get us ready for that day, Lord. Lord God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the healing in the hospitals. We thank you for the good news in the hospitals. Lord, we thank you for renewing people, Heavenly Father, raising them up, giving them strength, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the restoration of families. We thank you for the people, Lord. We thank you in advance for everything we've asked for, Lord. We thank you for the encouragement. We thank you for the mountains that we're getting ready to climb. We thank you for the valleys, experiences, Lord. We thank you for the doors that open and close and those that are ajar, Lord. We trust you. Heavenly Father, we're just asking would you continue to help us, uplift us, and empower us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I will have a few announcements, then I'm going to bid you good night. Amen. Got caught up in the Spirit of God, and when I get caught up in the Spirit of God, there is no turning back. Amen. And I have my hand over this mic here, so if it's kind of muffled, amen, I can always interpret what I was saying. So without further ado, I would like to make a few announcements. Be sure to continue to encourage, uplift your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Amen. The Perfecting Your Walk Guide is out. I'm going to have some copies as soon as this week on hand. And they're also online on any major online bookstore. They're there. So be sure to look up A Spiritual Guide on the Go by Dr. Alfreda Love. I thank you so much. In addition to that, gospel artists, promoters, just positive community members, please continue to reach out, connect with me at Facebook, Alfreda Love, that's A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Be sure to do that. In addition to that, I want you to make sure that you're praying for 105 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, pray for them all on one line, and do not forget to pray for yourself. With the CWC, we're doing excellent communities with Christ, connecting with Christ. We're going to have our church, and we're going to really launch this thing. I have a vision that I'm not going to share right now because the Lord has withheld that, asked me to withhold it, so I'm going to withhold that vision. I'm not going to share it right now, but it's going to be a great surprise. Amen. That's all I'm going to say. It's going to be a great surprise. In addition to that, I want you to continue to look at the Facebook page. I've connected with some awesome people. I have a few artists that I want to introduce you to. I want you to also support some of the artists that I am promoting and managing. One artist in particular is Miss Bula. We're going to do some things as far as the ministry is concerned, and I will give you updates. But right now she has a Facebook page, and also I'm going to make a fan page. I'm going to create one, and we're going to go through that process of getting her connected to the social media world. Amen. And so we're going to do that. And we just thank God for the experiences this weekend. We thank God for all the people. We had an awesome, magnificent time. And I just want you to continue, as I said before, to connect with me on blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. Connect with me on Facebook, Twitter. You know, connect with me. I would love to interview you and connect with you. Excuse me. I'm getting over my allergies. Praise God. Okay. And so I want you to be sure to connect with me in that aspect. And as I said before, check out Ms. Bula and other individuals that I'm going to introduce you to on my Facebook page. On tomorrow, we are going to honor the Dr. Maya Angelou, the late Dr. Maya Angelou, as far as her contributions to the community, to the society. We're going to honor her on the Love, Lift, Jesus Up ministry, meaning that we're going to talk about her biography, just things that she's done. You know, we're going to read one of her poems. I'm going to try to get it online where you can hear her voice. And she's very influential still, excuse me. Even though she's passed away, she's still very influential. She came to Texas in 2004, I believe, and she just does a UNT. She does a phenomenal job every time she comes to speak. And she's just an extraordinary lady. So be sure to connect with me on tomorrow on Facebook, as I will have information about the blog talk, what time I will honor Dr. Maya Angelou. And I just want y'all to continue to pray for her family. Pray for those individuals who are in the hospitals. It doesn't matter if you know them or not. Pray for them. Pray for her children. Pray for the ministries. Pray for the Word of God. Pray for yourselves. Pray for people who are incarcerated. Pray for the people who are in children homes. Pray for the people who are in churches, people who are outside of churches, people who are in the Ark of Safety, people who are outside of the Ark of Safety. Just basically pray for everyone, you know. And you may say, well, I don't know that person. It doesn't matter if you don't know them. Our job is to pray for one for another, okay? So pray for everyone. Someone's sick, go visit them. Pray for them, you know. Pray their strength in the Lord. A lot of people are going through things. We all are going through something, whether it's dealing with allergies, whatever it is. So we all need prayer, amen. And we just thank God once again for traveling grace. I thank God for the great experiences. I thank God for what he's doing with the artists and the Love, Lift, Jesus Up ministry. I continue to ask you, would you pray for me, and I will pray for you. And may God be with you. someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody, and be sure to share this link. If you want to follow on Blog Talk Radio, you can, but a lot of my bloggers, excuse me, I can't even talk because of this, these allergies. A lot of my bloggers are following me on my personal page, so that's where everybody is. But feel free to follow the ministry because we have some great things going on, and we have some great artists and authors and poets and community leaders who will come on. I was about to say grace the pulpit, who will come on the ministry and share their ministry with us, okay? Speaking of ministry, as I said before, I have a big announcement to make as far as ministry is concerned. Once again, I'm not going to do that yet. The Lord has withheld that right now. So there are a lot of great things going on with Love, Lift Jesus Up Ministry, but right now is not the time to reveal those things because we're still in the process of getting things ready, amen? And what did God say? He said there's no expiration date, amen. Praise God. So thank you once again for joining in. May God bless and keep each and every one of you. I appreciate you listening. And, you know, if you have any questions or anything like that, please inbox me. You can email me at emoney_love@yahoo.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. I thank God, my family, and my friends. I thank my new connects, all my new friends. I love y'all so much. And just bless somebody. Pray for somebody, okay? Thank y'all so much. Have a good night and a good week. Goodbye, everybody.